In the headlines, a new president has been nominated to replace Dame Sandra Mason by November 30th. Police confirmed the identity of the man they shot and killed yesterday. He was on bail, facing a murder charge. Parliament resumed today after a lengthy break as government introduces the Tourism Accommodation Bill to modernize the sector. And four Caribbean countries labeled among the world's major drug transit or producing countries. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. And this just in, Barbados is set to have a new head of state. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley and opposition leader Ralph Thorne just signed the official papers nominating former health minister and retired military officer Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick to become the island's second president. The nomination was just announced on the floor of Parliament by Deputy Speaker of the House, Neil Rowe.
One of the Constitution of Barbados provides for the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition to jointly nominate a person to be elected as President of Barbados. I have the honor to inform you that Lieutenant Colonel the Most Honorable Jeffrey Davison Bostick, FB, in VO, has assented to the proposal to be nominated as President and Head of State of Barbados by myself as Prime Minister and by the Leader of Opposition, the Honorable Ralph Thorne, KC, MP. I therefore officially advise you, Mr. Deputy Speaker, of the jointly nomination of Lieutenant Colonel the Most Honorable Jeffrey Davison Bostick, FB, in VO, by the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, in accordance with Section 32(1) and 2 of the Constitution of Barbados.
Deputy Speaker of the House, Neil Rowe. The notice has been submitted to Parliament, which will be voted for on the nomination day in October. If approved, Bostick will be sworn in on November 30th, succeeding Dame Sandra Mason, whose term ends the prior day. Widely known as the Colonel, Bostick is remembered for his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his service as MP for the city of Bridgetown. The Barbados Police Service has released the identity of the man they shot and killed during a patrol operation in Cahill, St. Michael yesterday. He is 30-year-old Stefan Okobi Branch of Castries Road, Cahill, St. Michael. Branch was on bail, charged in September 2016 with three others for the murder of Ricardo Bryant, shot in the car park of Lucky Horseshoe Warren, St. Michael. According to reports yesterday, Branch ran from a joint police and defense force patrol, allegedly drew a firearm, and was shot during the pursuit. A gun was recovered at the scene. Emergency personnel confirmed they had no signs of life, and a doctor later produced and pronounced him dead at the scene. Investigations continue to be ongoing. Well, in a move to strengthen and modernize Barbados' tourism sector, government introduces legislation that would overhaul the licensing and regulation of tourist accommodations. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell, highlighted this as he tabled a lot of debate on the Tourism Accommodation Bill and the Barbados Tourism Product Authority Repeal Bill in the House of Assembly this morning. Mr. Gooden-Edgell says the new legislation aims to formalize a regulatory framework for a wider range of accommodations, including online short-term rentals like Airbnb, which were not previously covered. In a lengthy presentation, Mr. Edgell says this is something needed right now in Barbados.
There's no secret in Barbados that only hotels, apartments, and guest houses are registered, inspected, and licensed for tourist accommodation in Barbados. But we have to accept that the sector over time has become even more diverse. You have a number of online platforms offering accommodation, but we have moved from the traditional hotel, guest house, and apartment to now what people refer to as Airbnb, Vrbo, Homestay, HomeAway, MyBookings.com, you list them. And we are now faced with the reality that if persons are going to be offering vacation rental accommodation, that is absolutely necessary that they license.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell. The sugar industry has been thrown into turmoil with the collapse of a major privatization deal, with which will see them and the workers being overhauled on a strike. The memorandum of understanding between the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company and Co-op Energy was signed in March 2023, with operations beginning early this year. But the agreement has now been terminated, the government blaming the co-op's failure to raise $16.5 million in equity. Co-op Energy disputes that, as Co-op President Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown outlined the current position to Starcom Network.
Everyone was excited, including the minister and members of government, that the deal fell through. What really happened is that government has taken the decision to nullify the agreement that we had. It didn't fall through because there was really a breakdown. As I explained to members, government seemed to be under the impression that we would just take up $1 million and just hand it over like that. That's not how the co-op movement operates, not how I operate personally. The agreement had called for a number of steps to take place that would allow us to do that, namely having a good understanding of what the accounting is like, what we're actually getting involved in, what the assets are exactly like, and having a clear legal outline of what we were getting in.
That's President of the Co-op Energy, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network wants clarity on whether consumers are actually benefiting from cost-cutting measures on the price of goods at supermarkets. The call from BSEN's Executive Chairman Maureen Holder comes in response to St. George North MP Tony Moore, who during a recent BLP branch meeting criticized supermarket owners for not passing on savings and various benefits to consumers.
We note the recent comments by MP and trade unionist Tony Moore about some retailers not passing on cost savings to consumers. This could very well be the case. Some wholesale price reductions might have occurred, but consumers may not be seeing these savings reflected at cash-out points. Therefore, it is important for government to produce any supporting evidence it has to substantiate the claim that items such as, for example, milk or rice or cooking oil or even packaged juices have fallen in wholesale price, but these prices are not consistently reflected at the retail end.
BSEN's Executive Chairman Maureen Holder. Barbados has officially launched its first School of Excellence at the Maria Holder Nursery at Gawhill Christchurch. Speaking on the sidelines of the unveiling, Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman said the launch of the Early Childhood Development Centre of Excellence sets a benchmark as government begins rolling out similar initiatives next year.
The science has shown that children between the ages of 3 and 5, those years are the formative years in which they can learn new concepts and new exciting things. That goes on for the rest of your life in terms of development and the prospects for development. What we're doing is to make sure that every single child in this country, and the parents, of course, has the opportunity to be able to develop and to prepare them for the future. As I constantly say all the time, the world continues to change at a rapid pace, and education must keep pace with it.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine says the time has come for government to move beyond words in response to Israel's actions. While welcoming Barbados' condemnation of Israel's latest attacks on Qatar and its earlier recognition of the state of Palestine, the CAAP insists that statements of concern are not enough. CAAC member, attorney at law Lahu Hanuman, however, says there needs to be more action taken.
We are of the view that much more than words is required. Just as we stood up against apartheid in South Africa, despite the hostility of Reagan and Thatcher at the time, we ought to stand up against the genocide and apartheid taking place in Palestine currently. Empty words are not enough. Just as in the case of apartheid in South Africa, we should have no links to the Israeli state. We were in the vanguard against South African apartheid. We today should be in the vanguard, along with CARICOM, in opposing the apartheid and genocide in Palestine.
Attorney at law Lalu Hanuman. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has named 4 CARICOM states among the world's major drug transit or producing countries. In a report to Congress, President Trump listed the Bahamas, Belize, Haiti, and Jamaica, alongside nations such as Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, and Afghanistan, along with China. He stressed that the inclusion on the list does not necessarily reflect a government's commitment to fighting drugs, but rather the geographic and the economy that factors in and making them vulnerable to trafficking. Our top stories. A new president has been nominated to replace Dame Sandra Mason by November 30th. He is Lieutenant Jeffrey Bostick. Police confirm the identity of the man they shot and killed yesterday. He was on bail facing a murder charge. Parliament resumed today after a lengthy break as government introduced the Tourism Accommodation Bill to modernize the sector. And four Caribbean countries labeled among the world's major drug transit or producing countries. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.